Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today I'm in Sandwich to check out a new exhibit at the Sandwich Glass Museum called Remember Me, Stories Engraved on Glass. It's a collection of glass items that the engravers and cutters at the Boston and Sandwich Glass Company made for their friends and family. Catherine Campbell is the museum's executive director.
So the stories are the artistry of the glass, the givers of the gift, and the recipients of the gift.
The Boston and Sandwich Glass Company was founded in 1825 by Deming Jarvis, a glass importer-exporter from Boston. He chose Sandwich because of its location. You could easily get from there to Boston by water.
It also had marsh grass, which they used for packing, so that cut down on costs. And at that time, the Cape was pretty wooded, and so there was a built-in fuel source.
During its heyday, the company was one of the world's largest glass producers, employing over 500 people. Campbell says that in the 19th century, glass was used for a number of everyday items.
This is back before plastic. So while we have some very beautiful decorative pieces, we also have some very utilitarian pieces as well. Door pulls and canes, pens, paperweights, things like that that were made out of other things previously. And once glass became as popular as it was, suddenly all of those utilitarian items became made out of a different medium.
After the Civil War, the company began pursuing the higher end of the market, producing more decorative items. Dorothy Hogan Schofield is the museum's curator of collections. She says the company gave their glassblowers and engravers a good deal of latitude to experiment, knowing that one of those experiments could produce a marketable new design.
The engravers were considered almost artists of their time because what they do is engrave onto a piece of glass using different sizes of copper wheels. And so they're almost like drawing onto the surface of the glass with these copper wheels. And so I think this was an example of expressing their skill, maybe the appreciation towards the person that they were going to give the item to.
The Remember Me exhibit features birthday and wedding gifts the glassblowers created for family members. And some of the pieces were made for prominent citizens in town.
William Boyden comes to mind, and he was one of the wealthiest men in Sandwich, but he ran the stage line between Sandwich and Plymouth until the railroad came in 1848. And we have very fortunate to have pieces that descended in his family.
One of the exhibit's most prized objects is a large lantern with letters engraved on deep red-colored glass.
It was made for the 1860 presidential campaign of Abraham Lincoln. It was carried in a torchlight parade. There were groups that were formed by the hundreds called the Wideawakes, and they were supportive of the Republican Party. And so they would have these huge torchlight parades at night, and they would carry lanterns. And so this was carried by Mr. Pope. And on the opposite side is engraved Sandwich Wideawakes.
It's one of only a few pieces in the collection marked with the word Sandwich.
This bowl is another. It was made for James Cox, and it's engraved Sandwich. And then there's a little tumbler, again, engraved Sandwich for the 1889 celebration of one of the anniversaries of the founding of the town of Sandwich.
Schofield points out a goblet engraved with the word Gertrude.
She was the daughter of the last general manager of the Boston and Sandwich Glass Company. And she went to the factory, and she must have had one of the little penny dolls, which they call frozen Charlottes. And one of the glass workers embedded it into the stem of the goblet, which they had engraved with her name. So it's just, you know, kind of a fun piece.
The Boston and Sandwich Glass Company closed in 1888. But the legacy of the glassblowers and engravers is preserved in the exhibit Remember Me, Stories Engraved on Glass. It runs through June 16th at the Sandwich Glass Museum. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Sandwich.